A few days after my 34th birthday at precisely 8:32 p.m. on a Wednesday night, the story of my life crystallized before my eyes. My husband and I had just spent 2 hours putting our toddler to sleep. This nightly ritual involved a bath and soapy sing-along, several attempts to tackle Ella and squeeze her into onesie pajamas, reading Goodnight Moon 14 times, then finally rocking her to the Hamilton soundtrack until she drifted off. Even at the age of one, Ella had very specific tastes when it came to bedtime music. Ben and I collapsed in exhaustion onto our gray sofa, speckled with the slightest trace of spit up, and gazed at the living room strewn with stuffed animals, wooden toys, crumbled crackers, and squished blueberries. We turned to each other and burst into laughter at the absurdity of the scene before us. How on earth had we gotten here? As we whispered so as not to wake Ella, we remarked that it didn't feel like such a long time ago that we had met as college freshmen and proceeded to hurtle through our wild, confusing, marvelous 20s together. Back then, life seemed so fluid and full of possibility. I saw my 20s as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to explore the world, take plenty of risks, and make mistakes. So that was precisely what I did. For me, those years were a whirlwind of impulsively breaking up with boyfriends on street corners, moving across the country on a whim, dancing at block parties till the wee hours of the morning, and spending my meager savings on last-minute backpacking trips to Cambodia and Prague. It was sublime. I'd assumed that an exit to adulthood sign would pop up somewhere in my 20s, pointing me to the moment when my decisions would suddenly matter. But that never happened. In the midst of all that carefree adventure, I made choices that shaped almost every aspect of my present reality. My life as a writer, wife, and mother is the direct result of how I reacted when my dream career went up in flames and my romantic relationships fell apart. And somehow, while I wasn't paying attention, I also built a tribe of friends, formed habits and routines, and cultivated values that will serve me for the rest of my life. I wish there had been some sort of guidebook to help me navigate the choices that lay before me in those years. It would have been useful to have a map of the decade to spot upcoming forks in the road and can't-miss attractions along the way. Most of all, I wish I'd had a framework to help me wrestle with the existential questions that occasionally drifted into my mind, catching me by surprise while I was eating sushi with a friend or picking up soap at the drugstore. I remember asking myself, is there really such a thing as a dream job? What about a soulmate? Does my ideal family involve having children? How can I bring my closest friends and favorite pastimes with me into the decades to come? How can I keep my activism and faith alive? When it came down to it, the real underlying question was this: what will I do with my one wild and precious life? And the corollary, what will it take to create this life I so desperately desire? On the sofa that night, my conversation with Ben sparked something inside me. I wanted to better understand how one short decade can have such a transformative effect on our whole lives. So I decided to write a book about it. I have spent the last 2 years revisiting my own 20s, delving into treasure troves of data and scholarship, and consulting with psychologists, sociologists, and other experts.